Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. Yes, you found it. We're brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. And remember, drink blue and light. Hey, we appreciate everybody joining us. We're glad you found the Keystone Sports Network. We've got a full hour of Penn State football talk for you. That is our mission each and every week, every single week of the year. We just don't go in season. We go all off season as well. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Ross Tucker. Ross the boss. How you doing, Ross?
I am doing great. Good to see you guys. Yep, good to be here, always.
Super How'd it go Bowl last week? Up. Sorry I was out.
We didn't even notice.
I know.
Oh, there we go. We noticed, sort of.
You get all our content for the Keystone Sports Network on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store. On your phone, we're on Spotify as well. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. And if you would please look us up on Twitter, at KSN Sportsnet, and give us a follow. We'd appreciate it. All right, let's get rolling.
Yeah, let me say one thing on that, Andy.
Sure.
By the way, love anytime we get any interaction from you guys on social media, us individually. He's at BobbyFlow7. Yeah. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. You are?
At AP Shea.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah. Please, though, do rate and review the podcast that you listen to, because that's how more people can find out about it. We want to keep spreading right. The gospel of the Keystone Sports Network and Penn State football. I actually was down at Radio Row Monday and Tuesday at the Super Bowl, and I went on with the Penn State students. They have their own digital network, the Penn State students. There was two of them at the Super Bowl.
Huh.
And I was preaching the Keystone Sports Network gospel, hoping more Penn State students would listen to us, or at least know about us.
Hey, it's been a fun-filled, record-setting, action-packed football season. The only way to end it is with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Head to the app right now and check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares, including, say, the coin toss, the first turnover, who the MVP is going to be, and total points in the Super Bowl. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. The deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, gents, let's get rolling. We got news and notes kicking us off in quarter number one. Tucker's Tape, quarter two. We're going to continue the 2019 season position reviews, where our focus will be on the defensive backs this week. Quarter three, we've got your questions, his answers. It's Ask Ross. And in quarter four, we're going to discuss some 2020 predictions by you, sir, Mr. Bob Flounders. All right, let's go to some news and notes. Former Penn State wide receiver Justin Shorter, he is headed to Florida. The redshirt sophomore was a five-star recruit from the 2018 class. He quit prior to the Rutgers game earlier in the 2019 season. He entered the transfer portal. It's unclear, though, whether he'll have to sit out for a year, right? So the waiver clause is now on the clock again with the transfer portal. Without a waiver, he must sit out and can't play again until 2021.
Right. So I just want to say, I think 2019 was really, obviously, I think they probably wanted to play him in 18. He got hurt either in August or in the offseason, and it was a lower leg injury, and they just decided to redshirt him. But 2019, he's a starter. I know it was Idaho, but he had a real nice start to the season. Didn't do much the next couple games. I think he took a helmet to the head against Maryland, held him out some more. I really thought the defining moment for Justin's career at Penn State was the Minnesota game. I know it's only one game. It was a big game. He had some opportunities in that game to make some plays. I believe he couldn't hold a pass, at least one pass, in the end zone. He didn't fight for a 50-50 ball that was intercepted that kind of got Minnesota's offense rolling right away. And I thought that was the turning point. If he was on the fence about what he was going to do at Penn State, I just think that after that, for whatever reason, he decided to look elsewhere.
Couple things. One is it's hard to have a whole lot of respect for someone who leaves the team when there's one game left.
Right. And a bowl game coming
and
up.
I don't know Justin. He is a young man. We don't really criticize these guys individually. You know, you never know who his influences are or what his parents were saying, or, you know, we don't know any of those things. I would just say it makes it a real tough look for him to come back to Penn State. Now, we know now he obviously isn't, but if you are a Penn State player, I'm trying to put myself in their shoes, right? That's Thanksgiving weekend, Thanksgiving week. So all those guys probably wanted to go home for Thanksgiving, but you can't.
You can't.
Because when you sign that letter of intent and get that full scholarship, you're on the team. You have to go to all the practices and all the games. So for him to be like, you know what? I'm out of here anyway. I want to go home for Thanksgiving. I'm leaving. I would submit to you that that is a nice snippet into his mindset and how he looked at things, and probably a good indicator of why he didn't materialize in his 2 years at Penn State. Like, if you're the type of person that leaves when there's one game left on your teammates, then are you the person that's crossing all the T's and dotting the I's to become the best player that you can be? My guess is probably not. Now, he might go to Florida and have a great career. I think he's making a big mistake in the sense that we saw what Shiraka did with two big receivers at Minnesota.
Right.
And also, Penn State's biggest weakness in the 2020 season is wide receiver. And they're going to have a very good team. Like, I don't know Florida's situation.
They have room at the wide receiver position.
Okay. Obviously they took him, but
they have a lot.
I don't know Florida's situation. I just know this. I can't imagine for anybody that there's a much better situation than being a wide receiver at Penn State this year after what Shiraka got out of the Minnesota guys, returning quarterback, returning O-line, returning running backs. There's a starting position available. The team has college football playoff legit aspirations. I mean, it'd be tough for me to believe that there's a better situation for a wide receiver, which is, I wonder, they don't have enough scholarships, Penn State doesn't anymore, but I wonder if there are other guys in the portal, you know what I mean, that would be looking at Penn State.
Plus, unless he gets a waiver, he's got to sit out of here.
Yeah, and it seems, you know, who knows what the waiver rules are, because they're hard to figure out, but he quit in the season. What's his case for a waiver?
Right.
He's most likely going to have to sit out the 2020 season as well. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. Quarter number one. We're rolling on with our news and notes. Let's keep talking about wide receivers as we're going ahead. Mack Hippenhammer will not participate in spring practice again.
Ross kind of called it a little bit. A little bit. It was a couple podcasts back.
He's going to play baseball again. Second season in a row, he's missed spring practice.
How good is he at baseball? Do we know?
He played right field last year.
I don't know, like, he's a elite baseball player.
He's not elite, but he is Penn State's leading returner in terms of batting average.
If that's true.
That's true. He had 278 last year.
I got to tell you, dude, you prep way more for this show than I do, dude.
I'm on it.
Jim, I know Jim, our boss, is listening. Jim, I hate to tell you this. Andy definitely puts more time into this show than I do with the hip and hammer batting average.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. If he's got the highest batting average returning on the team, and he's obviously a terrific athlete, then he probably is a pro prospect and can have a chance to play in the minors and work his way up, because he's not an NFL prospect, at least not yet.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah, and I just think that him not being around this spring, I think with TJ Jones and Dunmore going to be around this spring, I mean, they have a green light to kind of make a big move up the depth chart, because there's not a lot back other than Jahan Dotson. And if Hippenhammer's not going to be there, the spring could be their playground, and maybe even some freshmen, and especially with a new OC and a new wideouts coach, good for them.
All right, 2020 Penn State linebacker signee Curtis Jacobs picked up his fifth star, and he's going to give the Nittany Lions for 2020. They're going to have 4 5-star linebackers on their roster. They're going to have Micah Parsons, Brandon Smith, Lance Dixon, and now Curtis Jacobs. Interesting. I don't see him. Do you think he's a prospect to play with the other 5 stars? You've got Jesse Lucado there. You got Ellis Brooks there.
I was just going
to
say this. If Brandon Smith and Dixon couldn't play, I know that there were some veterans there, but now they're there.
Now they're there.
I don't see the leap. I don't see where the leapfrog's coming from. And if he's only going to play sparingly, I think he would. Unless he is just that good, like Micah Good. I mean, I think he's probably
Micah Good.
Unless he's probably looking at a red shirt, and he probably might welcome it.
Yeah, it's probably. And you have to figure after this year, 2020, Micah's gone.
Yeah,
he's going to the NFL, so there'll be a little more room at the end. A couple other quick notes before we get out. Super Bowl 54 Sunday.
Yep.
Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. 5 Penn State lettermen will be in the game. For Kansas City, it's Stefan Wisniewski and Jordan Lucas. Stefan Eagles.
He starts. Yeah. He was with the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. They're for the Chiefs. And for the 49ers, it's kicker Robbie Gould and defensive lineman Anthony Zettel and Kevin Givens.
Yeah.
So that's 5 guys, Penn State letterman, just wanted to throw it
I'm
out
I'm still
there.
Amazed at Robbie Gould's NFL career, because I saw him at Penn State, and frankly, it was a little touch and go with him as a kicker. I know it could have been something else, but to have the career he's had in the NFL, and he's actually, down the stretch, he was really good for the Niners. And the way this, the game's a 1-point game. I mean, chances are he's probably going to be heard from on Sunday, but I just can't believe he's still in a league and performing at that kind of level.
Yeah. He has had an unbelievable career.
Yeah.
And he's made crazy money. He just signed a new contract after they franchise tagged him. He's had an outstanding career. Wisniewski, I spoke to Monday night at the opening night and got cut by the Eagles at Final Cuts and was out of the league for 4 weeks. Did not even get signed till week 5. Nobody would sign him. And now, for the second time in 3 years, he's starting in the Super Bowl. You've probably heard of it.
How bad were the white tracksuits, by the way?
I thought they looked kind of cool, yeah. But those guys were drenched in sweat. Mike McGlinchey, I was interviewing him. I gave him my sweat towel to use because he was like drenched in sweat. It was hilarious.
That's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. Tucker's Tape is coming up next.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.